What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
The Ultimate Movie Championship! Episode 9 from IDP 240. Two movies enter, but only one will win and be added to our Ultimate Movie list. Let's get it going right now.
First two movies, The Karate Kid.
1984, the original.
Didn't realize 1984 movie. I knew it was 80s, but didn't realize. I don't know. 84 seems older than I thought. Versus From Dusk Till Dawn, 96. For me, both good movies. I for sure have a connection to one of these movies far more than the other one. And we all know of my stance on vampires. So I think some people may have a correct hypothesis that Daniel-san would be the one I would go with.
I gotta go with you on this one.
Karate Kid. Wax on, wax
even
off.
Even though I love From Dusk Till Dawn, still, and it's a fun movie. Yeah.
Okay, out of those two, which one is bigger influence on the UFC? Another thing that we're obsessed with.
The Karate Kid.
I mean, come
100%.
On. We've only seen the kick twice. Only seen it kind of good once.
And so Lyoto Machida and Alistair Overeem.
Yeah. And we've seen some corner men that look like Mr. Miyagi. But yeah, The Karate Kid.
Dusk Till Dawn is a great movie.
Great movie.
Actually, Boosie, come on in, Boosie lovers. Yeah. I love that. Cheech Marin plays like four different characters.
Yeah, it's great. Probably
Harvey
the
Keitel.
Only one of the only vampire movies.
Tarantino's an actor in a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
and
a great
George
one.
Clooney. This.
Yep,
I believe.
And I forget the girl's name.
I believe this was like his comeback after that terrible Batman movie.
Yeah, it was just. It was
around
like
right
that time
after it,
because
and
he was doing
ER.
ER. Yeah, and he was just getting into movies. Probably still doing ER at the same time, kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, but
had
the
some
Karate
stickers,
Kid
still had some
fucking
stickers.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I mean, come on, sweep the leg.
Put him in
fun
a body
fact
bag.
So, the podcast that I stole this segment from,
Totally Ratchet,
not around anymore, but respect to them. Dan Trachtenberg, who is the director of 10 Cloverfield Lane,
great
which
movie,
was one of the first kind of movie episodes we did, dressed up as Daniel-san, loved The Karate Kid because his name was Daniel, dressed up in the shower curtain costume that he wore in the movie. Little fun fact there. Little
got beat up by all those fucking karate
where
skeletons.
It all starts, man. I haven't watched that movie in so long. I didn't mind the second one. I mean, Man Face in the third one, the next Karate Kid. What's her, the
Swank.
Yes. Oh, man jaw. Okay. So the credit.
No, weren't there three with Daniel and then she was the next one?
Maybe.
Yeah, there were, because, first one, second one,
they go to Japan.
Yeah, no, to Okinawa.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're good.
That's an awesome. And then
fucking
the third one is that fucking dude with the flat top and the dude with the ponytail.
I had all of them because they had like the bundle pack. I don't know if I still have those DVDs, but I did have them all. I just don't remember that third one. I probably like put on and just don't.
And the third one, the dude's trying to fight Mr. Miyagi and he's going, like mocking him and shit.
Well, fuck that guy. He
fuck
probably
that
lost.
That guy, he did.
But between these two, only one will win.
The Goonies.
The professional versus the Goonies.
The fucking Goonies, 100%,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. That's an awesome
hey,
poster, too,
you
by
guys.
The way. Hey, you guys. Next year, 1985 instead of 1984. The next one. Saving your choices. Hopefully you are, you fucking website.
Yeah.
Save them. The Italian Job versus Back to School. Oh, psych. Bowling for Columbine versus There's Something About Mary.
And can we vote on the last one, too?
You know what? I don't even remember. What was the last one again? I mean, it won't count for everybody
back
listening.
Back to School.
Okay, Back to School. The Rodney Dangerfield
versus Italian Job.
Oh, yeah, the Italian. That's Back to School.
Back to School. Yeah, 1,000%. The Italian
Both
Job
aren't great
is
movies,
a remake.
But, I mean, come on. Rodney Dangerfield doing the fucking...
Triple Lindy.
Yep. I mean, come on.
Now, Bowling for Columbine versus There's Something About Mary. There's Something About Mary.
Yeah. Bowling for Columbine, I think, was the documentary that got me into documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was the one. Or it was Fahrenheit 9/11.
It's great. It's a great documentary.
It's a great documentary.
Whatever. But it's still not There's Something About Mary.
I mean, it's not hair gel, bro. It's not hair gel. So There's Something About Mary. One of the best Farrelly Brother movies.
This is the
High Fidelity
one.
Versus Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3, the last of the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans.
I've never seen the whole Spider-Man 3.
Well,
I turned it off. I think I turned it off when he like looks emo.
When he started doing his dance routine down the... Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
Spider-Man 3. I would rather just choose High Fidelity, but I haven't seen Spider-Man 3.
It would have been High Fidelity.
I know. Well, this one is Fight Club versus High Fidelity.
Fight Club.
I mean, come on now. I feel bad for High Fidelity.
Yeah. High Fidelity just got fucking...
I shouldn't have said anything.
Ripped.
Being John Malkovich versus Back to the Future.
Back to the
We're
Future.
We're going back in time.
Gonna go back in time.
This one makes me feel good. I'm glad these two came up against each other. For some reason, I think this is a good thing for Back to the Future. I don't know why.
Good things for you, Beck.
So, Borat Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan versus Hellraiser, Hellworld.
I've not seen Hellworld.
I was like,
I'm not a horror movie guy, so...
I think I've seen the first one.
I've seen
maybe
the first few.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind versus... Borat Cultural Learning of America for
Stop
benefit,
saying the entire thing. It's just Borat.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. 1,000%.
Yeah, I'll go with you on that. But Borat was funny, but it's a one and done type of
you
movie.
You gotta be more of a... you can't be a comedy and beat Eternal Sunshine. I mean, I don't know a comedy that could beat it.
I
don't know. Well, maybe other Jim
Carrey's.
Yeah. I guess that's true. I don't want to say that.
Jesus, Truman Show.
So we got The Truman Show versus Alien.
I want to go Alien.
I almost want to go... If this was 1998 and I just watched The Truman Show, I would go with Alien.
Truman
but,
Show is a good movie, but Alien
like
started
I didn't,
a fucking empire that's
not really.
Still going...
Not really. Not an empire.
Like six or seven movies with xenomorphs in them.
How long ago has there been an Alien movie?
They're making three new Alien movies.
I don't give a shit. How long ago? They're remaking everything. It's been fucking... Yeah,
that
was a dog shit movie, though.
It's a good movie.
It was not a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Ugh. I didn't even know that had... That was part of that same franchise.
Yes.
It
the prequel.
Makes the franchise way worse.
Oh,
way worser. Way worser.
Way better.
But The Truman Show now, I appreciate way more than when I first saw
it. The Truman Show's a good
Truman
movie.
Truman Show's
Alien,
a really good movie.
The first Alien is a fucking great
I'm
movie.
I'm not really attached to either of these too much. But I would just... I just let the record state. Episode 240.
H.R. Giger is a fantastic artist, and his fucking... His art is... Every set scene, every fucking xenomorph.
So what? I don't. That's fine. That's not why I'm choosing Alien. For the, I mean,
it's part of it.
Okay. Not for me, man.
For me.
I mean,
I think H.R. Giger inspired Tattoo.
Yeah. Inception versus Jerry Maguire. I mean, I gotta go Inception on this.
I'll go Inception too, even though. I don't like everyone's like Inception. I was like,
it's a complex movie that it's like I haven't been able
well
to pay
shot
attention
and everything,
to
everything. But it's just never it.
It's
good.
It's a great layered movie. It's just a movie you have to be fucking. It's like Primer. It's a way different.
I don't fucking care
lower
how much
production.
Attention you pay to Primer. You're gonna have some problems.
You're still gonna have problems with Inception versus Jerry Maguire, which I enjoyed Jerry Maguire. I probably watched Jerry Maguire more, but that's because I got the VHS when it came out in the 90s, and I only had a few movies, and the kid was adorable. So go fuck yourself, because they had me at hello. But Inception is what I would go with. Yes?
Yes.
Little Miss Sunshine versus The Shining. Not a big fan of The Shining. I get it. It's a good movie. I'm not saying it's like not a good movie. Slow as fuck.
It's supposed
slow as fuck. That's fine. I don't appreciate it.
Building tension.
It doesn't really build anything for me. It's really like a lot of
slow descent into madness.
Yeah, it's I don't necessarily need
that slowness. Do you want a fast descent into madness?
I like good pacing.
It's a great movie.
It's good. It's not great. It's okay.
Little Miss Sunshine was a fun movie.
I enjoyed Little Miss Sunshine a thousand times more.
No.
I would go Little Miss Sunshine. 100%.
How?
Because, first off, if I'm going to watch one of those fucking movies, I'm going to watch Little Miss Sunshine 10 times before I even attempt to throw The Shining on. Before I even think about throwing The Shining on. I get it's good, but it's slow as fuck. Like, if this was what's that fucking, the Redux movie, the fucking, another
Apocalypse
really
Now.
slow fucking descent into madness. Slow being the key word that both of these fucking movies, if either of those movies were against Little Miss Sunshine, Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh my God.
Because I appreciate those movies, don't get me wrong.
Stanley
But
Cooper,
if I'm going to watch, I don't get
Jack that Nicholson.
Okay, that's fine. Doesn't connect to me. Doesn't connect to me at all. Not at all.
It's based on a Stephen King novel.
Get it. I get it. There's fucking conspiracy theories on the set design and the fucking... I couldn't watch that documentary.
It seems super interesting. It was weird.
It's about as slow as the movie.
It was about the room in The Shining, the room that...
It was about a lot of things. Like, look at the cans
this
and
can
the faces.
This can is facing this way and this, this
Which,
meant this.
100%, probably a lot of that's true. I mean, directors like to throw in a lot of... artists like to throw in a lot of shit.
Kubrick especially was one of those guys.
Artists throw in a lot of shit that most people would never even notice in a piece, but they throw it in there because it adds depth to shit. So you can get a doc, but it's like, okay, The Shining. It's not just because it's like some renowned movie that it doesn't mean like I have to like it. I have to want it. Yeah, that's fine. There's a couple cool scenes, you know, but it's like
Tony lives in his mouth, bro. Little Miss Sunshine's about an old dude and a heroin addict and a
it's
fucking
little kid. It's
about
a bunch
kid.
Of people. And it talks shit about how disgusting fucking throwing kids up for beauty pageants is. It's one of those movies that talks shit about it.
It's a
which
good
I loved
movie.
It. Yeah. Loved the movie. That movie makes me happy. That movie makes my life better. The Shining's not supposed to make you happy. That's fine. But the effect of The Shining doesn't make me want to watch The Shining. Like, I get it.
I want to watch The Shining right now.
I would rather watch Dancer in the Dark, which is a fucking super depressing kind of slow movie, but it's like it's different. I still Little Miss Sunshine, man. Little Miss Sunshine.
Go to the IMDb.
Where's Olives?
Or go to the Rotten Tomatoes. Which one were we using?
Oh, we've been doing IMDb.
All right.
Yeah. We can't change it now, even though. Probably be more accurate. I don't want to do this because I don't know because
there's nothing in either of our arguments that's going to sway us even though I like Little Miss Sunshine so I don't care if I lose on this, but I'm not backing down on The Shining. 8.4. Woo!
Yeah, it's probably going to win.
Little Miss Sunshine's probably, I'd say, an 8.
I'm going 7 something.
Set 9.
All right. So we're going with
The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in with this baseball bat.
Seriously, I have no desire to ever watch The Shining again. I've seen it probably enough times.
I've seen it probably 20 times, and I want to watch it again right now.
So Superman...
The original, Richard Donner, Christopher Reeves.
Versus Rush Hour 2.
Superman.
The non-original sequel to Rush Hour 1, Superman. Him touch a black man's radio, which was
flew,
the first one, but whatever.
He flew around the world and made time reverse.
But when he was fighting Batman, He didn't go find his mom. He let Batman go do it.
Yeah, that was.
It's because it's a dog shit.
Hey, guy that
movie.
Tried to murder me.
Hey, how about a shitty fucking movie? That movie.
Hey, guy that tried to murder me. Can you go grab my mom real quick?
Hey, you wanna? How about since you can't like actually, you're not a superhero. You can't fly and do the things that I can because I'm fucking Superman. I'm gonna stay here and deal with Kryptonite while you go. Try and locate my
mom.
Yeah,
the one thing that I'm going to deal with, the one thing that kills me.
It's just one of the many dog shit things in that movie. So the Million Dollar Baby, which is not, I don't like that movie, versus X-Men Last Stand,
which I don't like that movie either.
But you know what? Because
X-Men Last Stand.
Clint Eastwood is a fucking old, fucking worthless. He makes good looking movies about just dumb shit.
Well, Gran Torino was about how he's an old racist.
I tried to watch. I've only seen one clip on YouTube of Gran Torino, the scene where he brings the kid in. It's like, this is how men talk. It's like the dumbest fucking scene, the dumbest, the worst acting, the worst writing, just to be fucking racist. Just to be like, oh, this is how old this. It's a movie. If you're a fan of Trump, you'll probably love Gran Torino.
Oh, love Gran Torino.
So based on the fact that old piece of shit, Dirty Harry, can just die already, and I don't... Million Dollar Baby's not a good movie, even though it won Best Picture. And I don't like... I'm not a big fan. This most times would hurt me to go with X-Men.
But this particular X-Men movie...
Wait, which one is this one?
Is the dog shit?
I don't know if I've seen it.
It's the third one.
I may not have even seen it.
And click next. It's Gene Becomes the Phoenix.
Does a ship sink in the beginning of it? Like, I'm trying to remember. Because all that dog shit. I'm just going to go.
A lot of people die in this one.
I'll just go X-Men. Fuck it. Everybody dies in everything. Rocky, the original Rocky versus Panic Room.
Oh, Rocky. 1,000 million percent. Panic Room was all right.
It's, you know, it's a pretty simple.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
It was the nice robber of the murdering robbers.
Yeah. Little Nicky versus Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
I think I've seen that Harry Potter.
I have.
I'm
pretty sure I have.
2001. Yeah, it seems like it's one of those.
I think that was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'd actually go Harry Potter on that. I wasn't a big fan of Little Nicky.
Little Nicky sucked, even though it was fun. All right, it was fun.
One of the first Adam Sandler movies that came out where I was like, I don't think this is...
It was way too... yeah.
It's just annoying.
Harry Potter.
It was annoying. It's so weird.
Why was it taking a character off Saturday Night Live and then making him the son of the devil.
I saw it in the theater. I saw both of them at the theater because I was working there. But anyway, I don't know. This is, I think, the Harry Potter at the Quidditch match, which is cool. That's better. Right there is better than Little Nicky. Las Vegas.
Leaving
Las Vegas. Never seen it.
You've never seen
No. Versus Cruel Intentions. I know. It's a one. Best Picture, I think. It's supposed to be, you know, I think Nicolas Cage may have won or been nominated. Just never got around to it. Versus Cruel Intentions, which I've definitely seen. But
that movie's fucked.
I saw it once. Oh, no. 99? Yeah. I for sure saw that. Jumanji
which
versus...
they're making a new Jumanji movie. I don't know if you've heard about that yet.
Yeah, they're remaking everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Did you hear about the new movie based on a video game that is not only going to be one film, they are planning a trilogy based on this video game.
Assassin's Creed?
Nope. Think older video game. Maybe almost think
Tomb Raider again?
one of the first video games.
Pitfall?
Nope.
Now Pong?
Think of blocks falling from the sky.
Oh, Tetris, I heard about that.
They were going to make a single movie. Now they're going to make three all at the same time. This is why I hate fucking Battleship. Go fuck yourself, studios.
No one liked that.
People need to go into these studios with guns and fire away. Fire away. I don't know. That's not what I
said. How does...
Hey, what are we doing here? I want to go Jumanji. Not a big fan of Cruel Intentions. I'd probably like it more. If I watch both of those now, I'd probably like Cruel Intentions more.
Cruel Intentions is fucking...
I only saw it once.
I probably jerked off that
really,
movie a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. That's probably why I don't really remember it, because I just saw that scene and kind of lost...
Or his stepsister, like, kept seducing him and then, like, fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird. Yeah, I'll go with Jumanji.
It's like incestuous. Yeah, it's way better for me to do it. I don't have any brothers or sisters, bro.
All mine are way too young.
Jumanji. Oh, that's a weird matchup. The Blues Brothers, original 1980, versus Life of Brian.
Life of Brian for me.
Blues Brothers.
I'm not really attached to either of those.
I love Monty Python.
Not a big fan of British humor, but you know, Life of Brian's. I mean, they've done some good things. Also, not a big fan of the Blues Brothers. In general, wasn't around Saturday Night Live
when they were a thing. God.
I remember seeing the. I mean, I've seen this one, and there's a bunch of musicians in it.
Yeah,
I remember
it's
seeing
a
the
great
remake
movie. I
Blues Brother 2000 was fun.
I didn't see that one,
but
wasn't that John Goodman and someone else?
Yeah, I forget. Same John Goodman and same dude.
Aykroyd.
Yeah, Aykroyd. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go left, Brian. I don't really care. I just doesn't. I'm not a.
I like me some Monty Python.
Yeah. Top Gun versus The Bourne Supremacy. I mean, I do like the Bourne movies more than Top Gun, but is that the? Which one was that?
That's like the second one or the third one. I think that's the last
one
before Jeremy Renner took over.
I'd go Top Gun if it was maybe the I don't know. I'd probably be Bourne. Actually, between the two, I'd probably watch Bourne.
Top Gun.
I mean, that's the thing.
Fucking early Val Kilmer, Tom Cruise.
I know. Super
Goose
homosexual
dies, volleyball game.
Yeah, undertones to the whole thing.
That's mostly the volleyball game.
I think there's a theory of the whole movie where it's just a big gay love story between
Iceman and Maverick.
Maverick, yeah. And that's just one of the examples, that volleyball scene. Burn it down, down. Headed on the highway, danger zone.
You notice all the songs that we remember, they're all Kenny Loggins songs too.
Highway through the
Kenny Loggins was the king of fucking soundtracks back in the '80s.
The fucking super electric guitar thingy. So yeah, we'll go. What, Top Gun, right?
Top Gun.
Yeah, I'm good with Top Gun.
Why does it look so dim?
Let's do
in
a
here.
Few. It's just that monitor. I have a thing on my computer that changes the screen temperature,
mm-hmm.
So it's less like bright. It's supposed so your eyes don't. It doesn't keep you up at night. Mm. It doesn't like I don't know. Looking at just a normal screen, like your eyes think it's daytime because you're seeing white light. So it makes the screen darker and makes it warmer, so it looks more like you're reading a page. I was just thinking of the same thing. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with the video? Why is it so dark?
Is everything yellow in here?
Yeah, no, it's just those two monitors. I just noticed it, too. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is it so dark? Fast and the Furious, the
OG.
Numero Uno, versus Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Which I believe is the third one.
I don't know. Have you seen that one?
Yeah,
does that have
Davy
scene
Jones,
where like
octopus face?
Does that he's in more than one movie?
No, I think he's only in one.
He's in more than one movie, but is that the one where the boat's like the water's like the boat's sinking, but all of a sudden the water's upside down, and then
that's
like a weird, really
yeah,
surreal.
It's showing you the boat getting like taken down by the Kraken.
It's just but that's not the scene I'm talking about. I've probably seen it.
There's like a witch and
fucking. I mean, I'd go with Pirates of the Caribbean. I
didn't like Fast and the Furious.
I know. That's why I'm not even going to try and argue it. So Pirates of the Caribbean.
And I don't really like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. It was all right. They got worse the more they went on. So we got The Road Warrior.
Wait,
is that the first?
Mad Max 2.
Haven't seen it. Well,
that's the one
you probably
have seen.
No, I saw the very first one.
The Road Warrior?
Yeah. Well, wait. Yeah, it's The Road Warrior. Hold on. Let me just do... Because that's a poster. Maybe the poster... Maybe it came out. Because isn't the... The other one's like the Megadome. The Thunderdome.
That's the third one.
That's the third one.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Let me... Road Warrior. I don't know if I've
seen... So it's Mad Max, Road Warrior, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Mad Max 2.
So that was it. Wait. 91.
81.
Yeah, yeah. So that was it. Wait, so that was the... So that was the...
That's the one...
So what's that one? That's the first one. No, wait.
No. It says Mad Max 2.
Yeah, I know.
But the Road Warrior... I don't know. Yeah. Mad Max is the first one.
Yeah.
The Road Warrior is the second one.
So I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you haven't seen...
I've only seen the first one.
All right.
I've maybe seen Beyond Thunder.
We gotta fucking fix that, because that's...
No, we don't. That's fine. There's a lot of other movies we should fix before that. Ghostbusters versus The Breakfast Club.
Interesting.
Ghostbusters 1,000 times. 1,000 times. That's a super easy one.
Love The Breakfast Club.
They're both great.
The Breakfast Club.
This up against most things...
But I gotta Ghostbusters. Go with it. It's Ghostbusters.
I don't give a shit about that movie anymore.
I do give a shit about
I barely give a shit about that movie. Here's the thing.
Don't you.
They're gonna remake. They're gonna
forget
start remaking
about
all
me.
This. Yeah, anyway, so Ghostbusters.
Don't.
We have to give Ghostbusters love now before the franchise
before,
is
ruined. Oh, Jesus.
So we got Men in Black 2 versus The Mask. I mean, The Mask.
The Mask.
I love that one. Jim Carrey.
Which is based on a comic book.
Well, it seems like it would be. Let's do a few more here.
All right, some Kevin Smith love.
Dogma versus Home Alone. Sad it's the this is the first Kevin Smith love because I'd go with Home Alone.
I gotta go with Home Alone.
Over Dogma.
Dogma is probably
like Dogma.
One of my favorite Kevin Smith movies, but Home Alone, you're going
Home
up
Alone's
against
gonna beat a lot of Home Alone would beat a lot of Kevin Smith for me.
Yeah.
There's a few Kevin Smith
well,
that
I mean
I like,
that's
but Home Alone.
John Hughes movie.
It's Macaulay Culkin, bro. So up. Versus
Superman's
Superman, the
back.
First one.
And I got...
I really like Up, though.
I really like Up, too, but...
And Up holds up. Up holds. Versus
I still
Superman.
Gotta go with the OG Superman.
Yeah, me too. Squirrel? Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Literally broke into a movie theater multiple times to watch this movie. Saw it so many times that summer. Downloaded a bootleg copy that had a completely... Not a completely different... but there were scenes that were different than the released version. And when the released version came out, went to Best Buy, and they had basically a completely separate movie that they filmed.
That bootleg version I've seen on YouTube, and it's cobbled together deleted scenes.
That's a different...
That's another different one, too?
No, that's the one you
Have
saw.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, the one you saw is what I got in that Best Buy pack, and it's a completely different movie about, like, the terrorist group.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That was the movie that they were going to do. But the studio's like, no. So they made that movie out of... So that was shit they had to cut out because, I'm sure, terrorism. You know.
Terror.
Because it was, you know, not that far after 9/11. So Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy...
Versus the first Austin Powers.
Versus the first Austin Powers, which was, you know, it was a great movie. One of the first movies
you know
I got
what
bootleg
that doesn't
in high
do?
School. What?
Hold up at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It really doesn't.
Anchorman does.
Anchorman does.
Yeah, Anchorman.
But fucking Austin Anchorman. Powers does not hold up, and it's not even that old.
It's 20 years old.
20 years old, but yeah, I'm saying
it's old
for
bro.
Us. It's not.
It's
man.
Old.
Fuck
I
you.
Know.
Fuck.
It's 20 years, bro. Okay, so with Anchorman. American Gangster versus Three Kings. I enjoyed American Gangster, but Three Kings, way more fun to watch.
I haven't seen either of them.
Really? Three Kings is an awesome, fun action movie. Mark Wahlberg, fucking
Ice Cube in that? Yeah.
And what's his face from
Mark
ER.
Wahlberg, George Clooney.
Yeah, it's a great, great one.
I remember hearing
that's
about
sad,
it, but
that's a bummer. Karate Kid versus Iron Man, the first Iron Man, which that's a cool poster.
That's a really cool Iron Man poster.
I mean, I'll go with Karate Kid out of that. I enjoyed Iron Man. It was definitely one of the better comic book movies, but
it was what really started the MCU. I mean, you can say the Hulk movie because that cut in first, but this was really the one that started it all. But even for all that, and I've watched Iron Man probably as many times as the Karate Kid, but I owned Iron Man for years and I didn't own the Karate Kid, so that's why.
Right.
But I still gotta go Karate Kid.
Cool.
Karate 30-year-old kid.
Good with it, man.
All right, we'll do
two Ralph more. Macchio is like my dad's age.
Dos Mas. Yeah, he's old. Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls versus Jurassic Park. Both OGs?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
This is kind of hard. For different reasons.
I got to go Jurassic Park.
I know. I kind of feel bad, though.
I really feel bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I mean, you got to go best Jurassic Park movie. All the other Jurassic Park movies could fucking die. All of them. The most recent one, most recent was such dog shit. That's such a shitty fucking movie.
These effects still hold up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they did. They did a lot of practical effects mixed with way better movie. Samuel Jackson's in it. Fucking no... Newman fucking gets his the Seinfeld wrote that scene, I think. So spitting Jurassic Park face Jurassic shit. Park over Ace Ventura. Sorry, Ace, we love you, Rich Franklin.
Una mas? All right,
the last one, Unbreakable,
two comic
versus
Constantine
movies. 100% Unbreakable for me. 100% Unbreakable.
I'll go with that, even though I
both not great slight movies,
duress,
but
I like Constantine. I know a lot of people didn't like that movie. I had no ties to the comic book before watching it, so...
Versus original...
An original comic book
movie.
Fuck M. Night Shyamalan and his...
You're still doing good there. It wasn't
Unbreakable too, for me is an awesome three quarters of a movie.
Yeah.
But that still is another fucking movie that, like you were saying earlier, was slow. That movie is...
This movie is like on
I
speed compared to
fast
all those other movies that we're
literally
talking about.
The first time I watched that, yeah. I was so bored watching it. Yeah. I started fast forwarding it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's slow, but compared to The Shining, it's like probably half the length. So with probably twice the pacing.
I don't know. Unbreakable is a long ass movie.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're going Unbreakable, right?
Yeah.
Even though.
I like Constantine, though. I want that.
All right, for the record. All right.
For the record.
That's it.
That's it for this episode of the Ultimate Movie Championship. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Go buy my artwork over at inspireddisorder.com and save 25% when you use coupon code RTS. Follow Keith Spurlock on Twitter at Keith Spurlock 1. Follow me at Ray Taylor. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out.